areas for citizens.
Just curious about, anyone locate that new home yet?
Pardon me?
Anyone located, locate one yet?
The skid steer?
Yeah.
No. No. So if they can't find one in the local area, they'll come from the factory.
Oh, okay, I was just curious.
Yep.
So, thanks.
Hopefully we can get that in a couple of weeks. Anything else? Communications, I got something in the mail Thursday from the state on. Please be advised that on the list of routes attached are selected for roadway resurfacing on the department, state departments, DOT program. And they've got liquid surface, that's chip seal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they've got Route 97 down from Route 6 to the Pomfret line. But there's not a date. But they've been out marking and putting stakes, and so they must be figuring out the logistics of the resurfacing. But I don't have a date, and it just says this season.
Probably be September 1st, you know, driving school.
Probably all summer.
Or someday I'm trying to truck crops or something. Yeah. So anyway, that's maybe we'll put that up on the web so people are aware. Give them a call next week and get a date, maybe, or a target date within a week or two. You know, so help everybody out, even our own highway department, so they can avoid conflict. That's it on that. Talking to town attorney and Ken Lowe's, moving on to Loisel property. We're shooting for August 3rd for closing. We have a budget in our capital program is fully funded, and other people's vacations, the town attorney and Mr. Loisel were shooting for the first week in August. It'll probably be the evening of that Thursday. Is that the 2nd or 3rd? I think it's August 2nd. That's what we're shooting for, to close on the Loisel property.
2nd.
August 2nd. Discuss and act on relocating the Hampton Farmers Market. I've been approached by several people about possibly moving the Farmers Market either to here or next door or in between, maybe something comparable to our Ag Day, the way that logistically that was set up. It seemed to work for, they want to move for multiple reasons, so I said I would bring a topic up for discussion.
I don't see a problem.
Todd, would you like to say something?
It would be great if it could move.
I think it would be more, we appreciate Mike where we are now, but I think for our community reasons, it would be a nicer location, and hopefully we can get the spirit back in town.
Be more of a village program instead of just a farmer's program, sure.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think
it's fallen apart the last year or so, and it'd be nice to get it rolling again.
Renee did come and find me the other day, Thursday, and basically said the same thing.
Yep.
She thought if we could move it, get up here and get the energy back, it might be a good move. So I told her I'd bring it up for discussion because we had a
nice
meeting today.
Seniors to be able to come.
Just get some.
Local people.
Do you guys know anything about the WIC checks with seniors in town, or it's a program that the I don't know that Taunton Hampton even has it. It's a
WIC.
It's not
that's
WIC. It's
no.
A senior. It's similar to WIC, but
okay,
for
but senior citizen
oriented.
Okay.
And it's something that the Connecticut Grown puts on, Department of Ag puts on.
Right.
I don't know if the town even has the checks or has the ability to distribute them, or if they've been applied for. You don't know anything.
Well, why don't you find out from maybe like Ashford or other places that do it and report back, and
we'll
get on it.
Like
we'll get on it.
It's nice because seniors in town that qualify for it, I mean, they only get $5 $3 checks, but they have to spend them at the farmer's market.
Okay.
And it's a nice thing for them to be able to get some fresh fruit and vegetables.
Sure.
Locally.
It helps everybody. I mean,
okay, well, I'll look into it. You find out what you know, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll contact. Mark Zotti runs it out of the Department of Ag.
Renee had mentioned last year that she was going to look into it, and I haven't seen her, so I don't know.
Okay, well, she's out of town for the next week, she told me.
Okay.
Zotti's last name.
Z-O-T-T-I?
Okay, just like this.
Yeah, right.
I like the idea of possibly moving it up here because of the traffic situation. There's like a racetrack out there.
Well, that was one of the variables. Route 6 is, you know, people are intimidated by the traffic and everything like that. So
that's a big thing, I think.
So
this was nice. I like that.
It has a nice community feel to it.
You don't know what that's called, do you? That's what it
is? I can find out. I have it on my checks. I mean,
we're certified to take the checks.
Right.
Okay. It's just because I volunteer over at the Chapman Senior Center.
Do you?
They have a director.
Every town is supposed to be
Roxanne
eligible.
Roxanne has a director over there, so she might be familiar with it.
That would be wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, they just have to apply and get approved, and then every senior in town that's eligible should receive it. And there's thousands of dollars allocated to the state for it.
Sounds good. Do you want to make a resolution to support it, or make a motion just to approve?
Right, absolutely. I'd make a motion to resolve, for the Board of Selectmen to resolve to support the move of the Hampton Farmers Market from Lake Chapel's Route 6 to the town
property.
Town property, between the community center and the town hall.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, start calling me as a campus and start doing things that treat it as a campus.
I figure come winter, we could either figure something up next door or downstairs here or, something. Maybe somebody could build a pavilion out back here or something to support it.
We had traditionally run the market through Christmas, too.
Really?
You know, that last year was the first year
right. We
started doing that. It'd be nice to be able to even go through, Halloween and Thanksgiving with pumpkins and, possibly into Christmas trees. We make Christmas wreaths, handmade wreaths.
So I'm just saying if there's a conflict over there, maybe we could do something downstairs here or by tennis courts or figure something out.
It'd be a nice little holiday.
Works for us.
Because it might be conflicts of scheduling over the air. Maybe we could figure something out over here.
Yeah.
It might help us with that steep grant right up here.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. I thought, anything like that seems to me like it would be a push forward with the steep idea to consolidate community. It's great.
Would you like us to set up just like we did for Ag Day?
I think that would be a good start.
Okay, and then we can sort of figure out if it doesn't work and make adjustments.
There's a couple more trees over there at risk that are eventually going to have to be removed that will actually facilitate the addition of some more parking.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help out with that. We have parking here and out back. And
okay, so parking's not an issue. You don't care really where people park if they are here or at the...
On a Friday afternoon, it shouldn't be any conflict here.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of in the future is maybe Friday night Little League games or something like that. Maybe we have to drift over this way more or whatever. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, it's great.
Moving on, discuss. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just have one very brief thing, and I don't know if this requires Board of Selectmen action or just administrative action. The audio minutes of the Board of Selectmen's meetings used to be stored on the website so that people could not only read the minutes but actually hear what was going on during the Board of Selectmen's meeting. And the previous administration decided to stop that and had the minutes available in Town Hall, but only during Town Hall hours. You had to make an appointment to come in and listen instead of being able to listen to them at your leisure, in the middle of the night if you wanted to, by downloading them from the website. And since that point, The Gazette has been recording the minutes as well and storing them on our website, but we're running out of space on our website, and I'm just putting in a request on behalf of the entire board that perhaps you consider reinstating the policy of storing the audio minutes on the town website in the spirit of transparency. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay.
And in addition, the Hampton Gazette still needs a link on the website. It's recommended by the website review committee.
I didn't add it to this, to today's meeting, but looking forward to first of next month, the previous discussions you had, are you still in favor of reconvening the website committee, or do you think we're past that? Between all the problems we've had in the last couple of weeks, have they been resolved enough, or do you think?
Some of them have. But
or report after. Back to me by the time I set the schedule for next meeting.
Okay, sure. Yes.
Okay. And also poll the previous members. Could you do that for
yes,
me to see if or we need to come up with a new additions or the past members have the ability to reconvene or want to? By the time I set the next time.
What's the mechanical process by which a tape of verbal gets onto the website?
I have to look into it.
Okay.
It's not something I'm aware of at this second, but it's completely built into the capability. But
Brian might
sure,
be here
I
in the
can...
next hour, so we could ask him if he does show up before we leave. We could ask him.
All right.
In another matter.
Yeah.
Discuss and act on making Toby Verfe permanent road foreman. I've already had this discussion with Daryl, and we're moving forward.
Okay.
And so I'd like to change that status from interim to acting permanent.
I move that we make Toby Verfe permanent road foreman.
Part of it. Second.
All those in favor?
Is there an effective date on that?
Yes, July 1st, retroactive to July 1st, this budget fiscal year. So, and that was one of the driving points. We don't have the ability to pay two people road foreman wages. And Daryl came back and said, you know, wasn't able to fill the job description.
So we now have
two laborers.
One foreman and two laborers.
Two laborers and one foreman.
Okay.
And Daryl has been will be paid laborers' wages from July 1st.
Okay.
Had that discussion and gave him order.
Liz, do you listen to the audio of the meeting in order to generate minutes?
I listen to portions of the audio.
If the audio goes on the website, do we need to speak up?
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just curious.
Crystal clear.
I mean, can they enhance our voices to make it?
I'm not editing anything.
Just kidding. I know, really.
Not on the agenda, but audience for citizens, any other comments before we adjourn? It's a nice day out.
Really nice day out.
there's going to be a public meeting with the Churchill looking at establishing the EMT course. I'm not sure if it's August 26th or if it's July 26th.
Do you know any additional information on that?
Excuse me?
Do you have any additional information on that?
No, we're not got it to Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Henrici did set an agenda to talk about it. He wants to...
And you are going to let me know the date,
right? Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to get clarification of which date.
Because Ben's away this week, so if it's this week, go to the hospital.
Yeah. But Danny from Scotland's been hammering on to have a meeting, so and he's actually pretty excited. I guess he's been looking at providing that, you know, for the community.
Can't have too many.
No.
Hampton's fortunate we have what we have. But Chaplin and Scotland aren't as fortunate.
An EMT course.
It is Pomfret.
Would it be part of the curriculum?
They're going to look at several different angles. Do you do it as a continuing ed or a curriculum? There's AP courses out there that found out that could count as a 6-credit course.
Oh, wow.
There's two schools in Connecticut that offer it, I think is what they found out. But Trenton, New Jersey has done it as a magnet school where they require suppression CMA, EMT, CNA. So... talking to Baltic and a bunch of other towns, they're all in the same boat right now. I mean, they just came in.
A lot of towns are. Just reading the paper, a lot of people are short when it comes to qualified. You know, so either got to educate people or go the professional route, and that comes at a huge expense to you. So. Any other comments? Move to adjourn.
So, second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Good deal.
Sorry, I chimed in when I didn't realize that you were so far.
Nope, not a problem. We had planned, I actually filed yours under Audience for Citizens anyway, and we'll try to get additional information and report and be able to report back by next meeting. That's the nice part of having this.
Oh, I agree.
Get the shopping to-do list for...
I would be lifetime savings. So.